USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is there are no survivors after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed while traveling from the capital of Kenya to the capital of Nairobi today. The plane was a Boeing 737 and went down just minutes into its flight with 149 passengers and 8 crew members aboard. Aviation expert Alex Machera says this particular Boeing 737 MAX was just 4 months old. It's the same model, though, that crashed in Indonesia 4 months ago, killing everyone on board. As for Ethiopian Airlines, though, Machera says,
Ethiopian Airlines are an extremely safe airline. There should be no doubt, one of the best airlines on the continent.
Nearly 50 Ohio ice fishermen are safe after the ice floe they were on broke off yesterday morning and floated out into Lake Erie. They were saved by the Coast Guard. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Several Democratic presidential hopefuls have been speaking to crowds at the South by Southwest Conference and Festival in Austin, Texas this weekend. Among them, Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, discussing her call to break up large tech companies and promote better competition. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is campaigning in Iowa, talking about the principles of his campaign.
Not just economic justice, but social justice, racial justice, and environmental justice.
Meanwhile, Iowa voters choosing former Vice President Joe Biden as their top choice at this point for the White House in 2020. The Des Moines Register CNN poll out yesterday finds Biden is the first choice of likely voters in the Iowa Democratic caucus, and he hasn't even announced whether he's going to run yet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Syrian forces holding back their final assault on the last ISIS enclave in eastern Syria as civilians continue to evacuate the area. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces saying it wants to make sure all the civilians are out before they launch that final assault, which is meant to wipe out the group's last Syrian stronghold. More now on the recent news of the death of one-time movie and TV heartthrob Jan Michael Vincent, whose temper and addictions took his once-bright career down before the age of 40. He's most known for starring on the CBS action show Airwolf in the mid-80s. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The coroner said he died of natural causes. He apparently died about a month ago, February 10th, at a hospital in Asheville, North Carolina. He was in many movies from the 60s on and had many roles on TV. In his private life, Vincent had run-ins with the police and battled substance abuse for many years.
Are you an alcoholic?
Yes.
The actor's mind impacted from the years of hard living and a near-fatal car accident he doesn't even remember.
About 10 years ago, you were in a car accident.
You know, I don't even have any idea what you're talking about. I don't remember having an accident.
Jan Michael Vincent was 73 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.